Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Daytime After Dark. It is Friday. It is Friday, on the 15th. I remember actually what day it was, and I am so excited because we have one of the best, amazing little actors who really should be up for a Daytime Emmy, especially the last couple of weeks that he played. And you guys, welcome back, Portia Fiasi. He played Danny Morgan on General Hospital, and he's doing such a great job. So let's welcome back. Hi.
Hi, guys.
I am so glad you came back. I love having you on, and you did such a sweet thing last time for you, TV sister Ella. She loved it when you surprised her, so thank you so much for doing that for me. She just loved it. Her mom loved it, too. So
thanks for having me back. I love
that. You know, you've been on recently on Zeno Hospital, and my question is, I mean, you have been playing a great job on the ace. Every time you're on the screen, I'm happy. So when you were in the floating rib with Steve, and then he had to take a phone call, and well, Jason, your dad, and you got to have a scene with Cameron and Deb, and you guys were playing pool together. It made it look like you were really good at pool. And my question is, are you really good at pool, or was it this really good acting skill that day?
It was a little bit of both. Like, I had known how to play pool, but Mr. Steve really gave me some pointers, and he showed me how to do it, and so I kind of just weaved in the little bit that I knew with my acting, and it turned out.
Wow, because you know what? Watching you, I'm not good at pool. Okay, whenever I play pool, the balls end up, like, going off the table. So you did better than I would ever do. So, and I loved that you got to work with William. That was probably your first time, right? Working with Cam and Deb. And I loved it because you guys are all connected in a way, because you guys are both Zeke's brother. And I just love that, you know, you got to play, you know, with the big kids in a way. And
yeah.
I just loved how you guys were playing video games. And I don't know if you watch the show every day or if your mom tells you what's going on, but you guys, you and your dad, Jason and Danny got out of the floating rib. And we didn't know if you got out there in time before the explosion. So there was about 25 minutes that I was freaking out for you. Like, oh, come on, they cannot kill Danny in the rib. Please tell me he's not dead. And I was yelling at the TV. It was bad. And thank goodness he left you at the quartermain. Everyone thought, you know, you were dead for a while. Collie, you know, grabbed your hat that you left and was yelling at your grandfather, Zillian, who, by the way, kind of caused the, you know, explosion. But, you know, everyone was scared that you were, you know, everyone was scared that you were gone, and you were amazing the next, the scene before that, a couple of days before that, when you were in the metro car with your mom, and you, Grandma Alexis was also there, and you saw Grandma Alexis, you know, acting weird, and you kind of miss her, and, you know, your mom tried to pull off, like, you know, everything's okay, but you are a really small kid, and you knew it wasn't, and when you asked your dad what was wrong, he kind of told you the truth. And what I love about when you and Steve work together, it is so natural, and you guys have a kind of bond. And when he told you what alcoholism is and everything, and he goes, "We are not going to give up on Grandma Alexis." And you go, "No, we are not." And I loved it. And you played that so well. I was so proud of you because it was an amazing scene. So was that hard to do, those scenes in the Metro Court and having that conversation, or was it really easy?
Well, first of all, William and Ashton were very sweet and super talented actors. I'm always really excited when I get to work with the team. I'm also thankful that I was not in the explosion.
Well, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Both Mr. Steve and Miss Kelly were, like, they were really easy to work with.
Well, I just think that, you know, right now, oh, and you were excellent when you found out that your dad was moving out. You were excellent in those scenes, too. And I hope after the break that you are back on our screen. But do you know yet if you're coming back soon?
I don't know when I will be back on soon. They'll usually tell me in about 3 weeks in advance if I'm available, but they haven't asked me yet. And
well, you know, with COVID-19, I think they're trying to make it really safe for your kids. And, you know, you guys would close down until this coming Monday. So, yeah, so how for you, you know, the last 8 months, have you been going to real school or have you been doing the homeschooling?
I have been doing the homeschooling, which has worked out really great for us. Just because of General Hospital, I feel like if I was in, like, the regular school, I might have to miss out on a couple days because I'd have to go shoot. But because of the flexibility we have in homeschool, it works out great.
Well, yeah, right now my nieces and my nephews are all doing homeschool because of COVID-19. And my two nieces decided they are going to ride out the year doing homeschool because they love it. Actually better because, you know, they can be at home and they can get their work done and everything. So for you, how was your summer? Because, you know, you really couldn't go anywhere or do anything, well, fun really, because Disneyland was closed, everything was closed. So did you have a really nice summer, and did you have a good Christmas?
I had a great summer. We had a lot of family vacations, up to the mountains. We did a lot of fishing this summer, and I'm getting really good at scootering at the skate park. That's been something I've done quite a bit.
Oh, well, that's good. And so for Christmas, did you get everything on your list? Oh, did you not get everything on your list? How was it?
Christmas was great. There was something I didn't have. I got a Wii. I got a Wii this Christmas, and it wasn't on my Christmas list because I never thought like I'd be getting that. But no, I did, and it's been great. I've been playing the Wii a lot, and yeah, I have some Christmas money to spend still. So yeah.
Well, when I was a kid, I shouldn't tell you this, but when it was like a week before Christmas, I will always go spy and try and find my Christmas presents. And, you know, then our parents caught on to us. And then they would have them, you know, they would leave them next door, or like in a crawl space. So, like, you couldn't really climb up the crawl space to go find new presents. So have you ever, when, you know, you waited for your mama to be gone or your mama to do something, and have you ever tried to look for new Christmas presents?
I may have snuck around a little bit. Like, I look around in my mom's closet is sometimes where she'll keep, like, our Christmas presents. Yeah, every now and then when she leaves, I'll poke around and see if there's any early Christmas present.
Well, okay. I love your mom, and I don't want her to kill me. But, you know, under the bed is usually a really good spot, you know, to look. I'm just saying that. I'm not telling you what to do. I don't want to get you in trouble. But
yeah,
that
I get it.
Was always a really good spot. I found some. So, you know, that's just, you know, always a good spot. So have you, besides the new hospital, have you booked anything else lately, or have you just been, like, staying at home?
Not much. I did, however, I booked a Dairy Queen commercial not too long ago. Of audition, and we recorded it from home.
Wow, that is exciting, and you know that is really good because you know you are this amazing actor, and I think of this show we are gonna start having Super Bowls. Because I always get mad at the daytime Emmys. So I'm thinking of having a contest and having them, and when the, you know, and have everyone decide. But, you know, you go on every list I ever see, your name is like number 3 or 4. So, you know, and I think this year you need. For this year, next year, whatever it does, you need to tell your mom to have you submit when you were at the party, when your dad said you couldn't see you anymore, you did a great job. And also you should submit the pro scenes for the Emmy people, because I think that would be a really good scene for you to do. So, I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know, I just thought I would let you know that those things stand out. So I think you will have a really shot of winning your first daytime Emmy and your nomination, by the way.
You're so kind to say that. Thank you. I'd love to win an Emmy one day. That'd be really cool.
Well, you know, I mean, I, you know, I just think you are so good that you can do it. So now I'm bringing on my co-host and my host, and we are going to start with David. Hey, David.
Hi, Poy. How you doing?
Hi, David. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Down here in Florida, while the rain and hurricane, and I'm doing good. Can't complain. So, you're doing a great job on your hospital. I've been watching for a long time. You're doing a great job at Danny.
Oh, it's raining in Florida? I'm sorry to hear that.
I said you're doing a great job playing Danny on your hospital. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Playing Danny. How did you get started acting?
How did I get started acting?
Yes.
I started when I was 9, and I wanted to give it a try. Like, I didn't really know what an actor was, so I dove into it, and I looked around, and I was like, this is pretty cool. I want to try it, and so it took a little bit, but I eventually got an audition with an agent, and she accepted me. And so ever since then, I've been doing auditions, and my agent's been giving me auditions, and I've just kind of started up. And then I booked General Hospital.
That's awesome. Awesome. And what do you like to do when you're not working? What do you like to do? I mean, how are you doing? We had good fun. We not working.
David, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Would you like to do for fun when you're not working?
Oh, well, what would you like doing for fun when you're not working?
Oh, I love scootering. I do a lot of different tricks, and I practice a lot and go to the skate park, and I watch movies.
That's great. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is probably the Star Wars series. I love Star Wars.
Awesome.
The newest one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a great Star Wars fan too. Yeah, I hear that. But thanks for coming on. It's great talking to you. I miss you last time you were on here. It's always nice. Great talking to you.
Thank you, David. Thanks for watching General Hospital and having me on.
Yeah, you're always welcome to come back anytime.
So, David, I'm gonna put you on hold. Going to put you on hold and bring on Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Porter. Hey, Porter.
Hi, Bobby. How's it going?
Yeah. It's going fine. How about you?
I'm doing really good.
Great. Great. Now, you work with some great, talented people, as you mentioned, Kelly Monaco, who's a great actress. Nancy, who plays your grandma, is a great actress, and you work with Steve, who is a great actor, and you work with few scenes with William. I'm going to have to say that you have really worked with some great supporting cast over in GH, and like Carly said, hopefully you can one day get a daytime Emmy, if not this year, maybe next year, because I'm sure that young performer category is definitely going be the key right there for you to get a Emmy right there, because I have a feeling you're going to get an Emmy.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I hope that one day I'll get an Emmy too, or a daytime Emmy. Working with Miss Nancy, Mr. Burton, and Miss Kelly, it's been a real pleasure. And William, they're all phenomenal actors, and it's been such a good time working with.
Is there anything you want to do when you grow up Like, do you want to continue acting, or do you want to just move on when you grow up?
When I grow up, I'd love to pursue acting. If it works out, I'd definitely love to stick with.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't, then I would just find something else to do. Be a firefighter.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I just wanted to say, you have a good day, and we'll see you soon on General Hospital once everything gets back to normal, and once they start rolling out new episodes, barring that we don't have any more news interruptions, because that's been crazy last week, and I'm sure this is something you're going to be dealing with some high school and middle school with just being part of your history class, stuff like that. Everything, but hopefully we'll see you soon at General Hospital again.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you, Bobby. Have a great day.
All right, you have a great day.
Okay, Bobby,
too.
I'm bringing on Maggie's not here today, so I am bringing on Nadia now.
Hi, Sora.
Hey. Hi, Nadia.
Hi. How are you?
Nadia, I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing good. So that's awesome that you're on General Hospital, and that you play Danny, and that you're working with one of my favorite actors, who is your grandmother, Nancy Lee Braun. So I have a couple of questions for you. So besides soap operas, have you done any other kind of acting?
I've done a couple commercials here and there. I actually just recently booked a Dairy Queen commercial, and the Dairy Queen commercial was a voiceover audition.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also done some animation voiceovers as well. And regarding on the stage, I've done some community theater plays. I did Matilda and Mary Poppins as well.
Awesome. So do you like Broadway theater? You like Broadway theater as well?
I do. I'm a pretty big fan of Broadway, but I do enjoy television acting as well.
Awesome. Now, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to ask. So of all the stuff that you have done, what is your favorite?
That's a great question. Definitely General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
General Hospital is just been such a blast. I've learned a lot from the cast members. Like you said, Miss Nancy is definitely super rad, and I love working with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's awesome. She's a good person.
Yeah. I definitely learned a lot from the family at General Hospital, too, the costume design, all the other actors, the whole General Hospital family. I learned a lot.
Awesome. So now, do you see yourself ever being in a Broadway theater production, or you just want to stick with television?
No, yeah, I can definitely see myself maybe one day being in a Broadway production. I definitely, probably my favorite Broadway productions are Dear Evan Hansen, Hamilton, Mary Poppins. I definitely love Broadway, and I'd love to be on it one day.
That's awesome. But yeah, because I love Broadway too. So that's why I like musical theaters too. So my favorite too, Dear Evan Hansen. I saw that in Boston because that's where I'm from. I'm from Boston.
Cool.
So so I saw it at the Boston Opera House. I also love Hello Dolly, Peter Pan, Grease. I love all Broadway musicals, Broadway theater. That's awesome, and I'm really glad that I got a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. And I can't wait for you to be back on General Hospital.
Yeah, we both cannot wait because you are doing such a great job, and I would like to see you more with Annabelle, too. I think they booked the storyline about how much you love that dog. That really, you know, is awesome. And, you know, my question before we let you go, okay. So I know you've been in the Quartermain Mansion. Okay. Is it as big as it seems on TV, or is it really small?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you ever been in, I know you've been in the Quartermain Mansion, you know, where Grandma Monica lives. It's the biggest mansion ever. Is it really small on the stage? Because on TV it looks so big. Is it really small or is it really big?
So each set it's about the same size. It's about a room. It's a room. The Quartermain Mansion is definitely probably one of the bigger sets, but it is. It's a room that we film in.
Awesome, because you know that is probably besides Sunny and Carly's house, it's probably my favorite house on any soaps. Because I think it is just an awesome house. And by the way, I bet there is a lot of hide and go seek that you can play in the house. You know, because it looks like there are so many rooms. But, yeah, we thank you so much for calling in. And tell your mom to please tell me when you are on the No Hospital next and when you are booking another movie or anything, and we will get you on to promote it.
Thank you, Carly. Thank you for having me today.
Anytime. Yep, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for watching the show, guys. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Aw, he's cute.
Yeah.
That was a great interview, Carly, and... And,
yeah, David, I have
no. That was awesome.
To talk to a young man like him.
Did you unblock?
Yeah,
him?
I mean,
you and me.
Okay, fine. I forgot. Okay, no. This has been our hospital week of stars. As you guys think about
yeah,
it,
no, I think it's awesome.
I know.
Awesome.
This is bad.
I'll go say, Carly, one
a
thing
great
is,
week.
It was great to have
and
a
Monday,
young man like Paul.
Monday, we never usually have a show on a Monday. We usually don't have a show on Monday night, but we have one this week. And we have Juan Eckhart, who is a great friend to also. And,
yes, he is.
Yeah, and he is really good looking, so that really helps. And also, we have, like, so many guests coming up. It makes my brain kind of... you know, get lost in translation.
We got Wednesday next week.
I know we are busy next week. Don't remind me. You know how much we have next week, David? Do not remind me right now. So what is everyone doing this weekend?
First off, Carly, before I get to that, I wanted to say it was great to talk to a young man like Paul, and I just hope that you can invite him back to the show real soon, because it would be great to talk to a young man like him and see how he's doing in general and general hospital. But as far as this weekend goes, I'm kind of going to just take it easy. Maybe if the weather is nice and warm, because right now it's raining and cold, probably just walk outside and probably just catch up on some movies and shows.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're doing this weekend. Okay, David, what are you doing?
Well, it's going to be 40 degrees now, 40 this weekend, so I'm spending time in the bed with hot chocolate and my soaps. Deep chill. It's going to be 40 degrees down here in Florida this weekend. It's going to be very cold. I'll be down in the bed. Watch TV, watch movies. 40 degrees.
Oh, okay. You know what? I do not feel sorry for you on that score because it's been like 30 degrees here. So I'm sorry. I have no compassion for Florida people complaining about how cold it is when it's been freezing in Boston and in Seattle, right, Nadia?
Yes.
40 is cold,
yeah.
Florida.
David.
40.
I'll
get that though in a long time.
Yeah, David, can I ask
you
a question?
Well, I know. And Nadia, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I am Zooming on Saturday night with Kathleen Gotti. And then on Sunday.
Tell Kathleen to that Daytime After Dog Club, the Carly loves her so much. And you're going to tell her to come on the show because he loves us.
She loves us. She loves everybody,
loves us,
I think. I know. She'll come back.
Oh, you're doing all weekend Zooming?
Yes. So that, and then on Sunday, I will be Zooming with Eric Motsoff, who plays Brady Black on Days of Our Lives, and Brandon Beamer, who all plays Sean Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Okay, and you know what you thought there is, too, because I love Eric.
Yes.
I have my crush on him.
I love
him since he's been playing Brady. I have a whole weekend of, let's see. I have so many things to kiss up on. It's not funny now. Because I've been doing my screenplay writing so much that I've been neglecting my prime time. So I know, I'm horrible. But then on Sunday, you guys, which I'm not looking forward to, I've been trying to get out of, but there's no way my mother will let me get out of it. I have to go and get my vaccine shot for COVID-19 at the hospital. I'm really not looking forward to it. Okay, the shots do not bother me. That's not my problem. And then I stupidly read that what the side effects could be afterwards. And so I'm telling you guys, and then don't read the side effects of the shot. Even when you're signing the paper, do not read it. Do not read it. Because in your mind, your mind could be playing tricks on you. And you don't want, that to be like, you know, a problem. And remember, you guys, it's all important to be vaccinated, you know, for this COVID-19. Now, as soon as
everyone's
vaccinated. And, what day is the inauguration, you guys? Does anyone know?
I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday,
so,
Wednesday, Wednesday.
Have we heard if the subs will be on Wednesday or not? That's a big question.
Probably not.
I don't think it's going to
probably
be.
Probably not.
Well, we don't know because they are doing things different this year. Where they are doing a lot of virtual stuff. Nani, did you hear that too? That they are doing virtual things. And the best thing about the inauguration is the clown won't be there. He refuses to attend. So it's going to be interesting when he leaves the White House, if he leaves the letter for Biden, like the tradition, who wants to bet that he doesn't? Because I'm betting money that he doesn't, because he still thinks this was stolen from him. And my other question is, the whole thing with the Capitol that we all watched last week, and the impeachment hearing that we watched on Wednesday, what was everyone thinking watching it? Nadia, what were you thinking? Were you watching some of it?
I actually didn't get a chance to watch any of it because I was out that day.
Oh.
I didn't pay one bit of attention to it because I figured I'd run
yeah.
You
are lucky. You are lucky because I was screaming at the TV most of the time on it. And, you know, I was really screaming at the TV. And you know what? I'm sorry to say the Republicans are still in fear of him. Because there should have been more of Republicans standing up and saying, we won't take this anymore or anything. So, don't you guys agree? I mean,
yeah.
We saw the Capitol, you know, get, you know, trapped on and brutalized. And the person that did send those people was Dom Giuliani, Dom's family. And I'm sorry, but there's no way in hell that he deserves to be pardoned. I swear, and thank God the Constitution says you cannot pardon yourself, I don't think. Has anyone actually read up on that? Because I do not want him to be pardoned. What does everyone think on that?
I didn't do any much research other than what I heard on the news about it.
Yeah, and what about you, Nadia? What do you think?
What was that again?
About it being to be that any president should not pardon himself. I don't want Trump to ever get a pardon from any other president ever for everything he has done to the nation.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know, I really don't want to see that happening. And
right.
I just want to say that, you know, next week by Friday, you know, everything will be calmer with life. Biden will be in office. And hopefully we will be getting $1,400 more.
Exactly.
And we could all use the money right now, and, you know, everyone thought yesterday when all of that came out, someone thought there was going to be, like, $44,000 one. I go, no, if 1400, we would have got the big 2000 if he was in office that moment. But you guys, we should be really thanking Zosa for this, or we would not be getting anything out, because Zosa helped us to get the, you know, the money. I mean, Zosa really helped us. So, yes.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And Carly,
and
one more thing to go off the air is that it's going to be a historical day on Wednesday, because we got the first female vice president and second vice president or president of color in the White House with Kamala Harris. Let's not forget about that.
Exactly. And so what, Nadia, you will text me after the Zoom to let me know what happens, right?
Yes, definitely. Of course.
And so what do you guys do tonight for dinner?
Huh?
I mean, because I know where you guys live is almost dinner time, you know. I have hours to go for dinner.
I couldn't hear you.
What are you having, Nadia?
No, I said I couldn't hear Bobby. I think he was asking me something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I met Eric.
What about you, David?
Twice.
David,
I'm sorry, Bobby.
I have no idea. I just got home. So I haven't thought about it yet. I have no idea. Probably put some hot dogs on.
I don't know why I'm having dinner myself. I don't know why I'm having dinner, but I want to just say something to Nadia about her meeting with Eric on Sunday. I met Eric twice. I met him 4 years ago in Charlotte, and then I met him last year in Myrtle Beach before everything got shut down. And he is a funny person. You'll definitely will love his team. You'll definitely love him when you have to meet.
Thank you. I
can't
wait.
I'm not having anything, we haven't decided what we're going to have, but we haven't decided what we're going to have for dinner anyway. So I'll just be surprised.
What I'm having for dinner, I'm having fish tonight.
Oh.
Yep. You know, is this funny how, it's finally Friday night, and all I want to do is call in bed and eat some really good food and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, YouTube boy, I'm sleeping in tomorrow. So even if the sky falls down, don't text me until noon, both of you, because I don't want to know. Because if I have to get up at 10 on Sunday to go get vaccinated,
you need
like,
to sleep.
I do not want to be woken up unless, like, an earthquake happens or the ceiling falls on me. Those are the two only things I could see. And we are going to end
that,
the celebration. But just remember, Zeno is heating up today. And all I got to say was Brick and Jason was sexy as hell. Going in that warehouse and all the five families are dead. Oh, let's see who killed them. Oh, I know. Cyrus. You know, I want that guy dead. That guy should be dead.
He's a gangster, though.
I just want
a gangster.
I want my Sonny back. I want my Sonny.
I know,
back
me too. Did anybody see today's episode?
Oh, not yet.
I'm recording right now.
I saw bits and pieces because I always get disturbed at 2 o'clock by somebody calling me or whatever. So I usually watch bits and pieces of it, but I usually watch it at night so I can concentrate.
Well, that's how I do. I watch it right before I go to bed. And last night I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was such, you know, with their guns drawn blazing. And today Brick is back on, and I love
so what
Stephen
I feel
A.
bad.
Mm-hmm. I love that
so
Stephen
part,
A is on Dental Hospital. And that's another interview, Nadia, I want us to try and get. That would be such Stephen A, you know, Brick. You know, I want to pick his brain on so many sports stories that are coming out. And I also want to tell him to stop picking on my Seahawks sometimes. So, but I won't do that the first moment. He comes on, really nice, but I'm in love with Brick on Zeno Hospital. So, okay, we are back Monday at 5 my time, 8 o'clock all your time, and that will be the last Monday show we have for a while, David.
Well, one of the things for my phone call,
Monday is also Martin Luther King's birthday. So remember, no mail, no, and the banks are closed.
Okay. By the way, Carly, if I ever get a chance to call into teammates at the radio show, I'll make sure I put in a good word for you.
Okay. All right, well, you guys, we are going to end it here, but we will be back Monday at 5.
Okay, and who is going to be our guest?
Hi, guys.
Hello?